الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rights and the rituals, your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners, our new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be on backbiting, or being a backbiter. The basic general understanding of this particular term is that if someone is accused of backbiting, it means that they say unpleasant or unkind things about someone who is not present. And you may even know people like this, or you may be like this, is that you will say unkind or unpleasant things about whatever person is not there at that time when you're backbiting the individual, or you're saying something about the individual, or you always have something to say negative about people, either your colleague on your job. You may say something negative about her or him. Maybe you want to get their position. Allah knows best. Or you just want always, that's the only thing you know to do, is to talk badly or talk in a bad way about individuals that are not there. And then those of us who listen to it, we have to be careful, because we should be the ones saying, no, I don't want to hear it. Don't say any more about it, and walk away. I might get into that a little later on about your response to something like that. And so again, you're talking about someone saying something unpleasant or unkind things about someone who is not present. Now, as far as Islam is concerned, in our two main sources of Sharia or Islamic law, one is Quran, and then the other one is the saying of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And so let's go to Quran first, and what does Allah says in the last revelation sent to mankind? And this is Kalam Allah, the words of Allah, and that he's saying to mankind and warning mankind before, of course, their day of resurrection or the day of judgment take place. And of course, we know, I talked about it before, is that Israfil, who is the angel that is holding the trumpet. And then you have some scholars that say that the trumpet, the front part, if you will, is as big as the earth. And if you know how the earth looks, how big it is, it's basically that big. And then Israfil is there ready to blow the trumpet one time to destroy everything as we know it or as we see it. And then he blows the second time, and that's where everyone will come up and be resurrected. I'm sorry, and come from their sleep out of their graves, and then they have to stand before their Lord naked and uncircumcised. And so before this happened, then I want to remind my students about, or advise my students about what is backbiting. So at the day of judgment, you will stand before Allah and have to answer for backbiting an individual, because you know what it is and you know not to do it. And I'm going to also talk about a little bit about the penalty of a person who backbites another person. And so I'm going to try to hit that or talk about that during this particular class. And so Allah says in chapter 49, verse 12, again, your only text that you are required for this particular class, that you are required for this particular class is what? A copy of the Quran. Each and every individual that in this class, you should have a copy of Quran. And of course, with the Quran, you can read it at any time, not necessarily just for class. You can read it anytime you want to read the Quran. Go ahead and read it. I just advise you not to read it in the restroom or bathroom. It's because certain places that you should not be reading it, but you read the Quran and get the answers of life and what Allah wants you to do and not to do from the guidance from the Quran, like we do as Muslims. We're not because a person said a Muslim don't mean that they're going to automatically have guidance. No, we have to go to Quran and get the appropriate guidance from Allah. And I've been Muslim for a lot of years, and of course I still go to Quran year after year after year, or day after day, hour after hour, go to Quran for guidance from Allah or what I should do and what I should not do. And this is what each and every Muslim should do. You want to understand what Islam is and what it says and what a Muslim should be all about? Go to the Quran. Don't necessarily go by the individual Muslim. Go to the Quran and get the guidance for yourself of what it is that that a Muslim is supposed to do and what it is that they're not supposed to do. Don't go by what the social media tell you or go by what it says on TV or any whatever media that you use. Don't necessarily go by that. Because they have it twisted sometimes, because they want you to think a certain way about Muslims and have a certain feeling about Muslims. I'm just telling you, if you want to understand Islam, you want to understand Muslim a little bit better, you may scratch your head about some of the things that we do or we don't do, just go to the Quran, which is the first source of guidance for us as Muslims. And then the second source is to go to the saints of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, and that's our second source of guidance. And then another guidance is those who followed the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, and also the scholars, those are some of the individuals, the things that we follow in order to get the proper guidance about what we should do and what we should not do. And of course, humbly saying this, you come to my class, and the best of my ability, I would tell you about what Islam is and what Islam is not, and what we're supposed to be doing and what we're not supposed to be doing. I'm saying that in a humble way. I guess I'm only just saying this to you. This is just a lightweight what I'm saying regarding what you should know about Islam and shouldn't know about Islam and what we should do and what we should not do. This is nothing compared to the vast knowledge about Islam that we can find in the fiqh Islam and the tafsir on Islam and different other books or hadith about Islam. And so I won't get into all that now. I'm just continuing with my very basic class about the beautiful faith called Islam. And so Allah says in the Quran, in chapter 49, verse 12, again, chapter 49, verse 12, and he says to the believers, and he says, O believers, avoid many suspicions, for indeed some suspicions are sinful, and do not spy nor backbite one another. Will any of you like to eat the flesh of their dead brother? You will despise that and fear Allah. Surely Allah is the acceptor of the repentant and most merciful. And so it says here, nor backbite one another. Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother or your dead sister, an individual flesh, the flesh of a human being, where you want to do that. And that's what you do when you backbite a person. And it's what Allah warns us about and advises us about. To those who believe, those who profess that they are Muslim, that they believe in Allah, that they follow what Allah says, ati Allah, ati Rasul, they obey Allah and obey His Messenger, submitna wa ta'na, and that they hear and they obey. They hear what Allah says do, and they obey what Allah says for us to do and not to do. That is a Muslim. That's what we're supposed to do and not do. We hear what Allah says, do and not do, and we don't do it. We obey what Allah says to do and not do, and that's what we do. Allah says don't do it, we don't do it. Allah says do it, we do it to the best of our ability. And so we obey Allah, tells us to do something, and stay away from disobeying Allah. So we face our Lord on the day of judgment, as I mentioned to you earlier, where we will be naked and uncircumcised and stand before our Lord and have to explain to our Lord some of the sins that we committed. When Allah will basically wrap a shield around us and basically says to and ask us questions about our bad deeds or good deeds that we've done. Did you do so-and-so deed? And then we're going to freely say, yes, Allah, I did so-and-so bad deed. And then it's going to keep going. Page one, page two, page three, in your book. And you're going to be asked these questions about what did you do while you were alive? And Allah is going to ask you about several things. What you do with your youth, what you do with your money, how you earn it and spend it, your health, and I gave you good health, so what do you do with it? And so Allah has a lot of questions that He will ask us about what we did, about our youth, about our wealth, and about our health. And so the thing is, we got our ears are going to say what we heard, our eyes are going to talk about what we saw, our hands what we did, our feet where we went. Is going to speak without any guidance from us. And so my beautiful brothers and sisters and my students, please be aware of this. You may say, oh man, this is not going to happen. But I'm just warning you. Don't say you were not warned. Don't say you were not advised, because you are being advised. And you ask Allah to make you a believer, to make you believe in what I'm saying. And the thing is, you may say, I don't believe what you're saying, but suppose I'm right. Is it going to hurt you to agree with or believe what I'm saying? Suppose I'm right. Okay, let's say, suppose I'm wrong. Then is it going to hurt you? It's going to hurt you more if what I'm saying is right and you don't do it. So do it. So do the things that I'm saying, understand the things that I think I'm saying, implement the things that I'm saying, to you. And it's not going to hurt anything, not going to take anything from you to believe in Allah and to obey Allah and to simply not backbite individual, not talk about a person unkindly or in an unpleasant way. That person is not present. You may know people like this. Like I said, you may be like this. You may know a person every time they open their mouth, all they have to say, all they do is just talk about other people who are not present at the time. And so you scratch your head and you wonder, and I think I said this before, you wonder, what do they say about me when I'm not around? This is their habit. This is what they do. They talk about whoever is not there. And it could be three people there. And they talk about the fourth person who is not there. And then one of the three people may leave to go do something. And they may start, because it's a habit for them, it's what they do, and they start talking about that individual. Do you know that he or she used to do this or used to do that? And so, and just think, if you're not around, And we have many different ways of communicating with other people. We can text them. We can call them. We can FaceTime them. We can email them. All kinds of ways that we can talk about an individual on Facebook, whatever. I'm just saying these things right now, but in the future, beyond today, it may be even other ways. You may be able to think something about it, a negative thing about an individual, and other people know about it. Right now, they have a way that you can use just your fingers or your hands in order to manipulate your computer. Tapping your fingers together. Your pointer finger and your thumb together and tapping them together, and you'll be able to surf the internet or your computer just like that. I show up on your hand or show up on the screen without even touching anything, a keyboard. And so it may get to a point with AI, artificial intelligence, and other things that we can do that we'll be able to just think and it just come out about what we're saying about an individual. And that's very possible. That you can say negative thing about a person without even opening your mouth. Maybe just use your hand, or use a typewriter, or use a computer, keyboard, whatever. Just talk about an individual. So it's all kinds of ways that you can backbite a person that is not present. So let me move on. I won't dwell on that a lot. And so it was said by Abu Huraira, who was one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And he says, this is basically Islamic definition of backbiting. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, do you know what is backbiting? The companion said, Allah and his messenger know best. Thereupon he said, backbiting is talking about a Muslim brother in a manner which he dislikes. It was said to him, what if my Muslim brother is as I say? He said, if he is actually as you say, then that is backbiting, but if that is not in him, then it is slandering. So just watch it. Either way, you're a loser. True about an individual, you're backbiting. If you're not true about an individual, then you're slandering that individual. You're saying something about this individual that is not true. Something that you made up or something that you heard, and then you pass it on to someone else. And they may pass it on to someone else and pass it on to someone else. It all started with you. And so you don't want to be that individual that start this rumor about this person or slandering this individual or backbiting this individual. You just don't want to undo that and be that person that does this kind of thing. So let me move on. It's like the seriousness of backbiting. And let me just say that Jabir, the son of Abdullah, he said that they were with the messenger of the prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, when a very stinking gust of wind blew over there. The prophet, peace and blessing upon him, said, he asked his companions if they knew what that was, meaning what was that smell that they always were smelling. It is the stinking air of those people who backbite the believers. It's like it's air that you smell. If you've ever smelled very, very bad air, it's like, man, where did that come? Wherever it came from. And you say, like, where did that smell come from? And it just kind of turns your nose or turns your stomach. And it's a foul smell. What is that smell? And so the prophet, he asked them about that. Did they know what that smell was that they were smelling from this gust of wind? And then he explained it to them. And he said that it's the stinking air of those those who backbite believers, those who backbiting others. So we don't be that individual that backbite another person and have this foul air drift or go throughout the out the land, and that other people will smell this thing. So you want to stay away from this kind of thing. Also, when the Prophet of Islam, he passed by two graves. And then he said that about the people in these graves, he said that they are being punished, or they are not being punished for anything major, killing someone, zina, committing adultery, that type of kind of thing, stealing. They're not being killed for that thing. One of them is being punished because of urine, meaning his clothing had urine on it. And then he didn't wash himself after he urinated, or she urinated. And just to advise you, is that we do istinja, and for the Muslim, is that we would, say, for example, when a man urinates, he may take sometime a wet piece of tissue into the urinal with him, and then he urinates, and then he may wipe his private parts. And then when he finishes, then he washes hands, and then he's done. Things ain't for a lady. Wash her private part, put water on her private parts, and then she wash her hand, and then she leave. And so you may wonder sometimes, what is this person doing? You're in a restroom with a Muslim, wonder why they wetting that cloth. I'm just telling you what they're doing. They're taking, they're wetting their cloth so that they'll be able to wipe themselves when they finish urinating or going to the bathroom. This is what they're doing so that none of the urine would drip out of their private area and get on their clothing. And we do that to the best of our ability in obeying Allah and following the Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessing be upon him, and won't be the person being tortured or punished in our grave. Because we weren't one of the people that used to wash that area. And so I just want to let you know about that. This is what we do. So in case you see this, then you understand what we're doing. Or it may take a bottle of water inside where we're going to urinate, and then we may rinse ourselves off. Now let's get to the second man. Now a second person. And the other is being punished because of backbiting. These are just small things, but they're big things. Not cleansing oneself after they urinated, and also the other thing is person being punished for backbiting, saying something about unpleasant or unkind things about an individual. And so be careful about that so that you won't be one of the people, a person who is being punished. Let me go further with punishment, basically the type of punishment that the person could possibly receive if those who backbite. Because one time the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he was walking with, and I mentioned to y'all before, he was walking with a couple of angels, his companions. And he was walking them through what happened to people when they're inside being punished inside the hellfire area. How they were being punished for various things that they did in this world. You think you're getting away with it, you're not getting away with anything, and you'll receive punishment for things, and if I don't repent, punish. I ask Allah to forgive me now for any bad thing that I've done, being punished for any bad thing that you've done. Unless you seek repentance and Allah forgive you, and then so that'll be an excellent thing that Allah forgive you for anything that you've done. And so he saw all these different things going on and saw different things happening to people. He was going past, and he was asking the angel, like, what's happening with that person? What's happening with that person? What's going on there? And they kept telling him, go ahead, proceed, keep walking. And then at the end, then he answered the question of the Prophet on this particular night, on what they call the Miraj, where the Miraj M-I-R-A-J, where he ascended to, on that night of ascension. And also on that night, he traveled with his companions and saw what happened to his people who disobeyed Allah. And so, I'm doing this. He said, I saw a group of people who were scratching on their chests and faces with their copper nails. I asked, who are these people, O Jibril, his companion? Jibril replied, these are people who ate the flesh of others by backbiting and trample people's honors. And so these were people scratching their faces and scratching their chests with these copper nails because they did what? Because they backbit people. They were backbiters. People that were saying unkind things about people, or unpleasant things about people who were not present. And so this is part of their punishment that would take these copper nails. Look at your hand right now. Imagine, if you can safely do so, imagine, for example, your fingernails are made of copper, basically not breakable or anything like that, or you can't clip them. And that you take in these fingernails and you dig in those fingernails into your chest and you dig in those fingernails into your face because you were one of the individuals that bit other people. That's who you are. One time the prophet, peace be upon him, similar to basically what I said earlier, and I'll get into that in a moment, because I'm going to read a hadith about it, and then I'm also going to tell you something else that he said. But let me read the hadith first before I get into what I was going to say. And that is that the companions, they saw a dead mule whose belly was all swollen up. And then one of them said, by Allah, is it better for one to eat his food from the dead mule than to eat the flesh of a Muslim? He meant it's better, or the worst thing is to eat the meat of this dying animal, like this dead mule. And one time there was another animal that was laying on the ground and that it was decaying. And the prophet, he basically said the same thing. And it might have been the same mule, and Allah knows best. And basically you're saying, you backbit or backbite an individual. It's basically the same thing. It's eating, it's talking about eating the flesh. And you eat, like you're eating the flesh of this dead animal on the road that died right there. Flies flying all around it. His belly is swollen up from decaying. And you eat it from that dead, flesh. And none of us want to do that thing and eat from something like that that's dead on the road and it's all swollen up. You should not want to anyway. And so it was mentioning here about the mule, about the mule and a swollen belly, and that we do not want to eat the flesh of a Muslim or the flesh of an individual. And he meant by this to say that backbite anyone is worse than eating the meat of a dead animal. And so please be careful, my beautiful students, and stay away from backbiting an individual or being one who backbite others and talk about others. That they are not present, you talk about them. Anyone that's not present, you talk about them. One person as another person as another person. So be very careful. And if you catch yourself doing it, you ask Allah to forgive you. One companion, one person was saying to another person and getting ready to tell him about what he heard or what he saw. And he was getting ready to backbite the individual. And the person said, stop. Stop right now. Don't tell me anything more about it. And that's it. The person stopped. The person was not happy about it because they couldn't finish the story. this juicy story that they had to tell, but the other individual told them, stop, I don't want to hear it. So just say stop, I don't want to hear it. Go tell that individual or walk away. You find some way to change the subject so that you don't have to hear this individual backbiting this person who is not present. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.